It's crisis day for the National Party over its leadership. As we go to air, the caucus is meeting with many MPs shell-shocked at the developments of the past 12 hours and with speculation that Judith Collins may face a no-confidence motion at the caucus meeting that's underway right now. She has scheduled a media conference in an hour's time. We will cross to that live. Last night, Judith Collins demoted Simon Bridges to the backbench, stripped him of his shadow ministerial portfolios following an allegation of serious misconduct some 4 years ago. In a statement released at 9pm, Ms Collins says Mr Bridges made crude remarks in front of an MP, since confirmed to be the Waitaki MP Jackie Dean, and other MPs several years ago during a caucus function. Ms Collins says she was, quote, made aware of the seriousness of the complaint for the first time and the ongoing distress this has caused the complainant, end quote, and was, quote, left with no option but to immediately demote Simon Bridges, end quote. She said the decision to demote him was unanimously supported by the National Party board. RNZ has been told that Simon Bridges apologised to Jackie Dean following the incident some years ago after being spoken to by the then leader, Bill English. All this is unfolding after prolonged speculation Mr Bridges may have been preparing to challenge for the leadership, the process delayed by the party's Auckland MPs having been absent from Parliament during lockdown. Simon Bridges says Ms Collins' behaviour was desperate and she'll do anything to retain leadership. That was at 7am this morning. That's all we've heard from him today. A special caucus meeting, as we said, is getting underway right now. Our political editor is Jane Patterson. Kia ora, Jane.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Quiet day at the office, then.
Oh, just the usual. That's right.
Okay. What's happening right now?
Yeah, so we're out on the front forecourt of Parliament where there's been a steady procession of National MPs. And look, as you've alluded to, they are really shell-shocked. And one MP, the Shadow Treasurer, Andrew Bailey, describing it as a traumatic time. Others saying it's very uncomfortable for the party. But some MPs, including Simon O'Connor, just coming straight out saying they've lost confidence in Judith Collins, that he is intending to go over and hand over his portfolio. If she is still leader, he will not work with her. So some going in all guns blazing already. So look, I think this is undoubtedly heading for a no-confidence vote. I'm not sure whether this will actually happen at this meeting right now or whether they'll set a date or a time in the near future. However, Judith Collins, I think, is really going to struggle to keep the support of her caucus.
Why did she do this last night? We can talk about the essence of the allegation in a moment, but it was dealt with by the then leader 4 years ago. So why last night did she feel the urgency to take this step at 9pm?
I just want to confirm too, we understand that Bill English was the leader at the time, but it's not clear whether he dealt with it directly or was made aware of it. So we were told that it was, you know, Simon Bridges was spoken to by members of the caucus and he apologised. So I just want to make that clear. So yeah, 4 years ago, apparently it was dealt with. Judith Collins, of course, hasn't been available for an interview, so we can't ask her about her motivations. However, the first stated one is to support a female member of caucus whom she says has carried on and been distressed by the comment, and it hadn't been dealt with as far as she was concerned. But then the wider political environment, of course, you have Simon Bridges in the past week, you know, playing the leadership game, refusing to comment about leadership, really putting the pressure on Judith Collins. And, you know, that has been a lot of speculation. And, of course, the third person, Chris Luxon as well, who has been spoken about as a potential leader. So that's the kind of context. So the first reaction of many MPs was this is a hit job from Judith Collins because Simon Bridges is coming after her job. Again, we haven't been able to put that to Judith Collins, but MPs, coming back to the timing and the way that it was done, this is what upset a lot of them, that it was done at night with a media conference, with a press release just issued, and then a long stretch before the leader, or before Judith Collins and Deputy Shane Retty were front 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a long time for her not to be specifically talking about it. So a lot of upset in that caucus, and a lot of upset about how this has been handled.
Natural justice would suggest that if you felt the need to stand a member aside from his portfolios while you and the board or whomever conducted a proper investigation, you wouldn't be announcing it at 9pm, as you say, and then talking about it over 12 hours later, which brings us back to timing. Was this going to be the first caucus, first full caucus meeting of National for some time on site in Wellington today? Jane, I've lost track.
Look, to be honest, Catherine, I'm not quite sure. They've definitely been here for the sitting week, but even, not all MPs have been back, so I'm not sure whether there was going to be an actual first full caucus meeting this week, to be honest. But certainly, if anyone was not in Wellington, I'm sure they'll be travelling here for the events that are going to be unfolding at least today and potentially in the next couple of days. As I said, this is going to drive towards some kind of showdown for the leadership. It's unclear how it's going to turn out, but as I said, Judith Collins seems to have little support left in that caucus, and maybe people who had been supporting her in the name of unity, consistency, just, getting behind a leader, this may have changed their minds, and she is going to be under immense pressure in that caucus room. And also coming back, Catherine, to what you were saying about how this would normally be dealt with, it would normally be dealt with, as you say, with conversations and at the least a confidential caucus meeting. If we remember the Todd Muller situation, that was dealt with in caucus. Of course, it exploded outside of caucus. However, natural justice, if there are going to be accusations that are effectively, could end someone's career, that needs to be handled, put to them, right of reply, and by all accounts, that did not happen. Again, those are all questions we'll be putting to Judith Collins at 10 o'clock.
It's just bemusing because whether she's doing what she believes to be the right thing, in which case she might have followed more due process as we've just discussed, whether she felt like this would be a show of strength again somehow, that she won't put up with disunity, and she got some kudos ultimately after the Muller, the action she took against Todd Muller, because we did have less leaking going on for a time anyway. I just don't understand the strategy. And the other thing is that there had been this long-going conversation that even if there were to be a change of leader, you don't do it necessarily this time, the side of Christmas. You might do it after Christmas. Again, you make it look like it's organised and managed. I can't recall. I'm struggling to recall a situation as shambolic as this, and we've seen a few.
That's right. And she takes pride in being a decisive, strong leader who won't dilly-dally. However, I think she's massively overplayed her hand in this case, because if that was her intention, obviously the effect is she also takes the political opponent out, and the caucus has recoiled from it. Everything about the process has really raised questions about her motivations and why she did it in the way she did. And again, that is going to be what is going to, being thrashed out right now up on the third floor of Parliament House.
Apart from anything else, the constant refrain, including from the leader herself, is to focus on the things that matter to New Zealanders. It was an extraordinary statement the Speaker, Trevor Mallard, a Labour MP who is acting as Speaker, of course, in this Parliament, made over the passing under urgency of the traffic light system. He took the government to task for the way such a significant piece of legislation was rushed through under urgency. He went to some detail to explain ways it could have been done better. Where on earth is the opposition this morning talking about that?
And, how many times have all of us talked about this? The public desire that National said it had heard the message to stay focused in the middle of a health and social and potentially economic crisis. They want all eyes focused on COVID. And again, as this leadership speculation has been bubbling away over the past sort of month or so, that's always sort of been the feeling. Actually, there are much bigger issues here to deal with than leadership coups or leadership internal fighting. But look, this is obviously just blown it wide open. I don't know if Judith Collins foresaw that it would effectively force a vote of no confidence in her as leader. But as I said, that's where it's heading, and she's heading there with a very unhappy group of MPs.
Well, now, of course, the speculation's rife, so we may as well join in on the caveat that I've got a crystal ball in front of me, and at the moment you're not inside that caucus either. Could it be that, as you suggested, the no-confidence motion might lead to some kind of leadership decision at a later date. Could it be they might seek, and I've seen some speculation to this effect, just a placeholder leader until that time? Has there been anything but, you know, the debate has been for National for a while. How on earth did they come out of this today with some kind of a manageable situation?
Well, we actually saw Labor do this, and from memory, and King was a kind of placeholder leader while they had a leadership contest, but that was in a different context because that was while the party had their big six-week roadshow. They went in this kind of immediate crisis. Remember, too, that Judith Collins has said that she won't resign. So we're not going to be in a situation here, for example, with Phil English, where he vacated the leadership and then said, right, it's up to you guys to battle it out. She's going to be in the thick of it. So, I mean, the only other two real contenders are Simon Bridges and Cliff Luxon. Their pros and cons have been well traversed. Adding a negative to Simon Bridges now is the shadow that these accusations, of course, put on his reputation that he will have to deal with, as well as all of the other political baggage. Chris Luxon, very inexperienced. Is he ready? Does he want it? Is it the right time? Yeah, many variables.
And then we saw people repeatedly asking Chris Bishop, will you go for it? Will you go for it? I mean, this could bring a wild card out, the situation, ironically, couldn't it? Someone who just seizes the moment.
It could. I see that as quite unlikely. But it could be more in the deputy that we could see some surprises or some new people or some compromises struck between these blocks. You know, as you kind of see sometimes, then, you know, one group will agree to, you know, back a leader as long as the deputy is in there and those sort of trade-offs. So, look, it's all very, very early for any of those kind of discussions.
I understand. I'll let you go. We have Ms Collins scheduled, actually, at 10 o'clock to go live. She's doing a media conference, of course, to go live. So we will hear what she has to say then. If it occurs at that time, it may be
I would say, too, Catherine, Simon Bridges did say that he would come out and hold a media conference of his own and answer questions. So
right.
Depending on how that caucus meeting goes, that could be at any time. It could actually be before 10 o'clock. It could be after. So that's another thing we'll be watching out for.
You just come straight to air when you can. We'll look forward to it. Thank you. Jane Patterson,
you.
RNZ's political editor, covering another remarkable day in the history of this National Party.